Desert Divas is a really wonderful program. It's been running for 7 years now. It's Music NT's sort of trailblazing program around developing women's music. We work with singer-songwriters, rappers, musicians, all Indigenous girls, women, and we help them take their music and get to that performance-ready stage. So it's a really a professional development arm of our work.
Lovely. So I've been reading that there are other mentors that come in and help the young ladies as well?
Yeah, so we work with a really great bunch of inspiring mentors. You know, some of them are local women, some of them are interstate women, Indigenous, non-Indigenous, but all really, really talented, skilled females. And, yeah, we're building relationships with mentors over a number of years. So the people coming and engaging with the program are seeing it grow, and they're seeing participants coming back and coming back and, you know, going on that whole journey. The other thing that we do that's really exciting is, where possible, we train people who come through our programs to then go on and be facilitators for future programs.
Lovely. Wow. So what skills would they take away with them?
Hey, look, well, the divas, it really depends diva to diva and where everybody is at. So I think just coming back and talking about the mentors and facilitators, we don't just work with women that are already musicians. We work with women in the music industry. So most recently we've just had Anna Laverty up from Melbourne, and she's a fantastic producer. And that's really inspiring. Some of the girls who come through our program, they might get up on stage and they might perform, but they get inspired by Anna's work. And, you know, even this time I had one lady come up and see me afterwards and say, you know, I really enjoy doing Desert Divas, but I think I'm going to try and go for a career in the music industry as a producer rather than being a standout musician. So it's sort of, you know, introducing girls into the whole array of jobs that you can do to be connected with the music industry.
Lovely. So what's been the highlight of the program so far?
Oh, look, the highlight is always, you know, at the end of a workshop we'll have a showcase, and it's always a highlight because you have that thing where you've worked with people for a week really intensely, you know, you've taken them on this journey, and then they step up on stage in front of that microphone and, you know, give it all they've got. And that's just so inspiring. We did that on Saturday here for the Desert Divas. There were definitely a few sort of teary moments in the audience when you hear women, you know, really telling their story through music, and the power of music to give people the confidence to stand up and tell their story. So that's always a highlight.
Beautiful. So is this more of a healing through music as well?
I think that's such a big question because I think music can be healing for absolutely anybody. I think, you know, our Desert Divas program was started because it recognised that not only are women really underrepresented in the music industry, but Indigenous women are super underrepresented in the music industry. And so, you know, we identified a gap there, and Desert Divas is about sort of helping fill that gap and actually giving women the confidence and support to get up on stage. You know, whether that's a personal healing journey for somebody, you know, only an artist can tell you that themselves, but it's definitely doing work that's bigger than just the sum of playing or singing a song.
Lovely. So this is a positive platform to give Indigenous female artists a voice to grow?
Yeah, it's absolutely, you've nailed it on the head. It really is. And some of the women that have come through our programs, not only have they gone on to be facilitators and learn how to do that so that they're passing that skill on, and you've got that lovely cycle of, you know, women who came first as a participant who are then years later being facilitators and training other girls. But you've also got women that have come through the program that have gone on to record their own music, you know, be on compilation albums. So it's a great stepping stone. So the next thing we're doing is going up to Darwin. We're there from the 2nd to the 9th of July, and we'll be running as Saltwater Divas. So again, that'll be a week-long workshop that we'll be doing. We'll be working with great facilitators. We're working with, again, with some of the women that have come through the program in the past who have now moved on to being facilitators themselves. We'll be, you know, with a bunch of young girls that maybe have never even got in front of a microphone before. It's that sort of thing where we're working with people who are almost there, almost like bedroom musicians. You know, you sit on your bed and you play guitar, or you might hum and sing a song. Desert Divas, Saltwater Divas and Barclay Divas programs help take those people and get them to actually on stage performing.
Wow. So is this open to all Indigenous Australians around Australia?
Well, I'd love to say it is. I mean, we run this program through the Northern Territory, and, you know, obviously Music NT is the peak body for contemporary music in the Northern Territory, and it's, you know, our program. So at the moment it's only being rolled out in the Northern Territory, but it would be absolutely brilliant to see it rolled out across the whole of Australia.
Lovely. Thank you for joining us today, Adelaide.
pleasure. Thank you very much.